Sport on RTE Radio 1.
So, Darren Farrell, it seems that Grand Slams are a bit like buses. You wait however many years for them to come along. And so, you look two in the space of 2 days.
It's hard to believe, Gavin. Really is hard to believe. The under-20s, I think, wrapping up an absolutely perfect weekend for rugby. They too, like the senior team on Saturday night, played England and they beat them 36-24. They ran in 6 tries. I'm going to be honest with you, though, didn't have it all their own way. I think there was a bit of nerves there as well, just maybe that white line, the finish line ahead of them, and just struggled to get over it. But they got over it in the end, deserving so in the end, and 2 Grand Slams in 24 hours. Back-to-back titles, I have to say, as well, for the under-20s. It's 3 Grand Slams in 5 years. So the future looks very bright indeed, doesn't it? Richie Murphy is the Irish coach, and he admitted afterwards that just like the senior team, they had to be, they weren't at their best, but they had to just dig out that victory. Richie's been speaking with Gary Moore.
Yeah, I think so. I think you get to those stages, the pressure builds each week, you know what I mean? And we've been trying to focus in very much on the performances. We didn't quite get to where we wanted today, but, you know, last game of the championship, when you've won 4, I suppose it's all about winning. And we'll take that, move on towards the Junior World Cup now.
It's good, though, to have the Junior World Cup back after a couple of absences of COVID and so on, and a huge goal for you and this squad, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think the big thing for these guys now is that they get some rest, get some recovery, get on a little bit of a training plan, just try and get themselves in really good condition going into that Junior World Cup, because there's no doubt if we go and we have a fully fit team, we can compete with the best in the world.
Yeah, brilliant stuff from them. More on the rugby later in the programme. The Mayo footballers booked a place in the Allianz League Division 1 final after a very comfortable win against Donegal. The scoreline was 117 to 9 points in Ballybuffet. And I think that scoreline says a lot about where Donegal are at the moment. Only their second loss there in the league in 13 seasons. Ballybuffet usually such a fortress. Donegal not going well at all. But Mayo are the team, the form team at the minute. We won't get too far ahead of ourselves just yet and mention any lofty prizes or ambitions. But Mike McCartney spoke to a pretty happy Mayo manager, Kevin McStay, after the game.
Delighted with that now, Mike. We're in the final now. I think we're there on merit. The league has been really good for us and we've got an awful lot out of it. So we needed something out of the game, obviously. So we used the 2 weeks, I think, wisely and got a lot of work done, some good prep for it, and took on the challenge full on, head on. And we're in a good place at half time and the goal gave us breathing space. So, really pleased to be in the final now and we'll be having a good shot at it.
It's all happening for you. You won the Connacht FBT League. Now you're into a league final.
Yeah, well, agreed. But and we're delighted to be in the league final. I've said that to you. And you know, and we'll give it our best shot. But next week we play Monaghan. This is what has got us here, Mike. And I know you're probably hearing that from me most weeks. But you know what gets us here moves us on week by week is how this job gets done. And there's a little prize today with the slot in the final, and we're delighted for that.
Yeah, that is Kevin McStay. It's still all to play for, but if Galway beat Kerry at home next weekend, they will be in the final, but there's a whole host of teams there. It's still a lot of football to be played. Tyrone eased their relegation fears with a win away to Monaghan. In Division 2, Clare and Limerick lost, so they are relegated. Louth kept their promotion hopes alive with victory against Cork. I'm going to tell you a lot more about that win a little bit later on as well. Unbelievable campaign they're having. In Division 4, Leitrim kept their promotion bid alive with victory against Laois. I was in the Athletic Grounds at the weekend on Saturday.
It's a good win for Galway.
A good win for Galway. It was on up against the rugby, directly against the rugby at 5 o'clock. I arrived up there for work. I was on the sideline at 3. People queuing outside the ground to get in. I honestly, there was about 12,000-13,000 people there. Maybe not the best game of football, gripping till the end, but they love their football in Armagh, I'll tell you that.
I was in Navan just before that, and again, main stand closed with about an hour to go because it was
full. For the day that was in it, yeah. It just speaks volumes, doesn't it? We won't mention Meath.
No.
Probably need another day or two to recover there. The semi-final lineup for the hurling is known in Division 1. Cork will play Kilkenny. It's Tipperary against Limerick. Galway secured a place in the Little Ladies National Football League with victory over Mayo. They'll play Kerry in the final. Lots of big storylines in the FA Cup yesterday. Let's start with the Irish angle. Evan Ferguson scored twice as Brighton booked a place in the semi-finals. 5-0 win against Grimsby. 2 brilliant goals as well. The first one in particular, absolute top drawer. What a touch. Super finish. Evan is only 18, as we know, but he now has 7 goals for Brighton this season.
everything at the start. We obviously wanted to go to the Wembley, so we have to get to the semi-finals. And today, it wasn't an easy game because teams like that, when they sit off, you have to try to break them down. But good result.
7 goals for you this season. I think we saw just how much these Brighton fans love you as you came off. How much are you enjoying your football right now?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I mean, I think it's sort of the first season I've got in and I've got playing, and I think it's just credit to the lads as well. Like, they've been good to me when I've been on and playing. They've been encouragement. So, it's been very good.
Yeah, Evan.
And hopefully we'll get to see him at home.
I hope so. He's a great lad. He's a great lad, and he's enjoying every minute of it. Brighton will play Manchester United in the last 4. United were 3-1 winners against Fulham. Fulham actually led 1-0. They looked to be cruising, and then they crumbled 15 minutes from the end. Willian used his hand to save a certain goal. He was sent off. Then his manager was sent off for protesting with the referee. And then Mitrovic was accused of grabbing the referee. He did grab the referee. He was sent off. So within 240 seconds, they went from 1-0 up to equalising and then have 9 men on the pitch. So it was crazy stuff. Sheffield United beat Blackburn Rovers 3-2. Arsenal 8 clear now in the Premier League. 4 win against Crystal Palace. Tom McKibben 17, tied for 17 on the DP World Tour event in South Africa. And finally, Josh Moffat won the West Cork Rally. Sergio Perez won the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.